With Australia's aging population, more people than ever are being diagnosed with dementia. Over 400,000 Australians suffer from the disease, and there's no cure currently available. But research released today suggests lifestyle factors could be increasing our risk of developing dementia. Part of the research explores the public's understanding of these risks, and lead researcher Professor Karen Ansi explains the findings to The Wire's Bonnie Parker.
We found that people were aware of some of the protective factors, so they knew that it was good to keep mentally active. And the other the public are aware of is that very heavy drinking is bad for your brain. So that was good, but we found very poor knowledge of what we call the cardiovascular risk factors for dementia. So high blood pressure, obesity and diabetes are all risk factors for dementia. They're all modifiable. They're particularly risk factors when they occur when you're in middle age, and less than 5% of the population were aware of these. And the other one was high cholesterol. We had about 1% of the population was aware of that. So we find that there's mixed knowledge of dementia risk and protective factors. What was more concerning than that was that among the people who knew the risk factors, there was actually quite a low intention to change behaviour in relation to those risk factors.
You highlight seven lifestyle factors, one of which I found quite surprising, which was depression. What impact does that have?
We now know that major depression does increase the risk of late-life dementia. So initially, we weren't sure because people do develop depressive symptoms when they have cognitive difficulties, and there's sort of an interrelationship between memory and depression. And so people wondered whether it was sort of reverse causality. But now we've done enough long-term studies to know that it does increase the risk of dementia.
So there are factors that increase resilience to dementia as well that are gender-specific. And I was surprised to see that there are a lot more factors that increase women's resilience than that of men. Why are these resilience factors so different for men and women?
We don't really know the answer to that question. And that was one study, and it was also done in Canada. We like to see a lot of studies pulled together before we make really firm generalisations. But there tend to be sex differences in all of these factors. There's sex differences in prevalence, there's sex differences in rates of dementia, and there's sex differences in the risk factor patterns. Women and men differ in terms of their life history and their exposure to stress and, you know, their education level. So we often think the education is driving all of the differences to those older cohorts, because men had a lot more education than women in the very old cohorts. And now that that's equalising, we're starting to get slightly different results.
With these lifestyle factors in mind, does it mean that Australians need to take more care to protect their own brains?
Exactly. What we would say is that people are being told to look at their superannuation from early in their career and think about that through their life course and plan for their financial health in old age. Well, we'd say you should be doing the same with your brain health and cognitive health. You should be taking steps to protect your brain and to adopt the lifestyles that are good for your brain early on.
More than 400,000 Australians currently live with dementia, and that number's only set to increase as the population continues to age. How can we plan for that increase now as a society?
That's such a big question. So there's a number of components to the answer, because we've got a plan for care, obviously, for people with dementia and who will develop dementia. We have to do research because we still want to find a cure, so that has to continue. And then we have to have a dementia-friendly society, and so that people with dementia can have a good quality of life and are not stigmatised. But then my area is really about prevention and risk reduction. So what we also need to do is to try to encourage the population to reduce their risk of dementia so that we won't have as many people with dementia in the future.
Professor Karen Anstey, Chief Investigator from the Centre of Excellence in Population Ageing Research, speaking to The Wire's Bonnie Parker.